Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
gonna do a lot of worship the next few days. But the foundation of all worship is an understanding of the great love of the Father. And I like to sing that little children's song. You know, Jesus said, in order for us to really come into the kingdom, we have to come like a child. Now, we're not supposed to be childish, just childlike. And just really understand the truth that Jesus loves me. This I know. And really, worship is simply love responding to love. And so really to lay a foundation for this week. But just sing this one more time, and we want you to understand that He loves us. I don't know what you're going through, what your circumstance is, but somebody needs to hear. This will wash all of the heartache away. He loves us. Oh, come on, sing it out.
Hallelujah, 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 amen, and praise the Lord. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship. This is your host and friend, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and I'm so glad that you are here with me on this evening, September 10th, 2017. And I pray that we are meeting each other on good terms. And you have good energy, good strength, good courage, and good joy. The word of God says, unto thee lift I up mine eyes, and O that dwelleth in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look into the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. I pray that I have found you in a just kind of a position where you're waiting, you're anticipating, you're expecting something from the Lord. And I know sometimes we talk about looking at his face and not always his hand, but every so often we just have a need, and sometimes he does that because he wants to put us in a place where we are exhibiting and demonstrating even the worship of prayer, the worship of making a request unto him. And so we're here tonight for Tehillah Worship, this episode of Tehillah Worship, where truly the word says his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And in addition to just giving him praise and giving him worship, we are waiting on the Lord. And so again, I am so glad that you have joined me on tonight for this episode. And so we're just going to go right into it. For those that are new and have never experienced this before, we're just going to set an atmosphere where you can worship and pray and meditate on the Lord. And in fact, I have been encouraged, I have been inspired, I should say, to play some music that will get you talking to God. And that's what I want us to do tonight. I want you to just really talk to God. I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to lead or guide you in your prayer and in your conversation, your intimate face-to-face conversation with God. I just want you to talk to him on this evening. So let us prepare for our time of prayer, our time of meditation, our time of worship. And if you're not going to talk, if it is just your thing to maybe study the word, that's fine. You can do that as well. But whatever you do, let's do it with our hearts open unto the Holy Spirit. So blessed God, our Father, as we wait upon you, and we call upon your name. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you find your servants, Lord God, where they can be postured to hear and receive from you, to be filled by your glory, your strength, your love, and your joy. Touch each and every one of us tonight, Father. We have a need. We have a need. There is a need in the house. And so we ask, God, that you meet that need. Someone's heavy. Someone's heart is hurt. Someone has been hospitalized, oh God, or given some kind of medical diagnosis that they can't endure it without you. There's a need, God. So we will wait patiently on you, O Lord. And we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name. Let us prepare now for the time of Tehillah worship.
I know you're out there, but all I can see is fog.
I hear the sound. No one Amen. Amen. What a wonderful time of worship. Amen. What an awesome and a glorious God. I bless God for you, you, and you. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship. And I pray that you have taken some time to speak to him and you allowed him to speak back to you. And just for a quick moment, I just want to share this quick word because this has been on my heart for a minute. I'm looking at Psalms 127. It says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. I really do just want to talk to those individuals that are waiting on the Lord and waiting for him to do something. He may have sent you a word. You may be expecting a promise, a miracle. You may have already received a confirmation. You may have heard from God and know that he is a God of his word. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He said it, you know that it's going to come to pass. I just want to speak to you for a minute, because if it has not come, you are probably tired of waiting and angry about it, or it involves some other individuals and or some other things, and they have not yet manifested, they have not gotten in line. I want to encourage you to just exercise and demonstrate the patience of the Holy Spirit that is already in you. The other thing I want to say to you is that you ask God. I want to ask you, I want to encourage you to pray to God that you may see it like he sees it. So that when you see it like he sees it, you understand the time frame, you understand the process, you understand what is there, but also what is not there. You understand why he's making you wait and what he's doing to the people and in the lives of the individuals, other individuals that may be involved. And, also understand, make sure that you are in the right place at the right time, that you are positioned properly so that the thing that you are waiting for from God, you can receive it, because you are in order and not out of order. But I also want you to understand, and this is what I got from this verse, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I don't want you to labor in vain. And so whatever you are doing, don't do it without God. Matter of fact, don't try to do it ahead of God. Don't try to do it instead of God. Let him do it. You just wait. Be patient. Be of good courage. Wait on him. Wait on the Lord. And know that he will strengthen your heart. Know that he will strengthen your heart. And then ask God, like I said, that you see what he sees. Ask him for the literal vision that he possesses, that he's created. Because I don't want you to wait in vain. I don't want you to wait in frustration. I don't want you to feel like you're in turmoil or distress or anything like that. Matter of fact, I want you to enjoy the process. Can you enjoy the process? Can you enjoy God in the midst of the process? So if you say, yeah, if you can, amen, I accept your repentance. And I pray, I know that God will accept yours as well. It is well. He is a great God. This is Tehillah Worship.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Consume.
could put your hands together in here tonight if you want to.
What do we call you?
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I thank God for another for you. I'm so glad that we have come to another end of episode. Oh, I'm getting all my words mixed up. Let me try that again. I am glad that we have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. Let me start there. Amen. And I pray that you enjoyed each and every minute, each and every moment, and each and every word in worship that was released on this evening. I pray that you all have a good week, and I hope that this episode did what it is supposed to do, pour into you and bless you so that you will enjoy whatever you have to do this week, whether it is work or ministry or a combination of the two, family, friends, and whatever else you get into. I just pray that you have a blessed time doing it, and that you take the Holy Spirit and represent heaven while you are doing it. So I want to say good night. God bless you. And thank you for joining me in another episode of Tehillah Worship. You have a blessed evening.